Blog Talk Radio.
Today live, I'm Dax Carlisle, coming to you from Tucson, Arizona, and joining me, of course, my fabulous co-host, live from Amarillo, Texas. Hey, Mary Brown, how are you doing?
Hey, Dax Carlisle. Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Here we are with another live. Wow.
Exciting. Really exciting.
I'm telling you. So for the past 13 years almost, we're about to go into our 14th year in January, we've been broadcasting and bringing you the world of tarot, and now we are video streaming live on YouTube and simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio. So if you're listening to us on Blog Talk and you want to see Mary and I, yeah, you can see our cameras. Just go over to tarottoday.live. So you open a new tab in your browser, you type in tarottoday.live. And it'll take you right to our YouTube channel. And you'll see us right at the top there. Just click and pop in there. And you can join us in the comments on the live. And we use that as our chat room. So you can chat with us. You can ask questions. You can comment on the show. You can even ask for a mini reading right there in the comments. But we are also a live call-in show. Right, Mary?
Yes, we are. The number to call is, what is the number? 714-816-4628, and be sure to press the number 1 on your dial pad. Raise your little arm in the air so Dax can find you on the switchboard and call in for a free mini reading, or if you just want to talk about the topic today, which we have a pretty fun topic to talk about today. Don't
That's
be Dax.
Right. Oh, yeah. It kind of dovetails nicely into like the last show we did, because we were talking about pulling cards, you know, how to choose a card after you've shuffled, and then we thought, maybe we should have done the show on shuffling first, but we're taking care of that today.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we are.
Yes. Yes, but we are.
It'll be fun, though. I think it's kind of funny, because I think for some people it seems like sort of like a no-brainer, mm-hmm. you know, like you just shuffle the cards. Everybody's played gin or rummy or whatever, or
yeah.
poker or blackjack. I don't know why I'm naming all these card games already. I'm like thinking, what other card games do
I
play?
I don't know what that has to do with that.
I don't know. But I think it's pretty fundamental, you know?
Yeah.
It's like one of the first decisions you kind of make is how you're going to shuffle the cards and, you know, how to get comfortable with them.
But before we get into that, we've got the numerology of the day, the card of the day. You know, it's the 6.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a no-brainer. 6 energy, right? So that's a return to harmony and balance after the chaos of 5. So it's kind of the hearth and home number, actually. But the entire date adds up, you know, if you add it all across and reduce, we have to do a show on doing that and a segment on a show. I also want to do life path and personal year numbers in the near future. So be on the lookout for those. We're going to do that probably before the end of October. We're on 3 days a week now, Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Woo! We got a lot planned for you. We'll tell you some of those upcoming shows later on in today's show. But the entire date is added across. You'll get a usually a double digit, you know, and just keep adding them together to get a single digit. And it comes out to 4, which is the number of foundations and structure. And interestingly enough, I pulled the card of the day and I got, that's right, the Tower card. I just love Chiro's Tarot, by the way, in his Grand Lux deck here. It's gorgeous. That's a card of a shift in foundations.
Mm.
And quite frequently that can mean, well, it can mean a lot of things, like the traditional meaning, you know, something unexpected happens and usually not a really good thing. It's usually something negative. But it can also be the shift in foundations. What we're talking about there mostly is your beliefs and things like that, you know, structure in your business or your finances, in your personal life, your relationships, and just beliefs in general. You know, are there beliefs that are no longer serving you? Are there relationships that are no longer serving you? And so with that 4 energy today and the, you know, family relationships, home and harmony number of 6, and the Tower card coming up, that's the message for today, is to, you know, look at those foundations. What are you holding on to that you really don't need anymore? Did you pull a card of the day, Mary?
I did. I pulled a couple, actually. Mm-hmm. I did kind of one from my little tiny angel deck called the Angel Power Cards, and it's really sweet.
Mm.
You can kind of see the imagery there. It's adorable.
Yeah.
And the message, which I'm covering with my fingernail, probably can't read that, but it says faith is an energy of the heart, you know, make room for it. You know, you were just talking about belief. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. And along with that, when I use that little angel deck, I also have the little devil's deck as a little pitchfork on the back to kind of see what's the other side of it. Right. You know, because it's not all light all the time, right? And 2 cards fell out here, and one of them is the blockage card. So somebody's dealing with blockages today, or they feel like they feel blocked in some way. See how cute the little devil is. And the other card that came up with it is blame. So there might be something going on with one of our listeners today that has to do with, like, the concept of blame. You know, maybe they feel like they're being blamed unfairly for something, or they feel like they're blocked because of that, or they may, if the concept of blame may be blocking them. If something isn't going right in your life and you're always looking for who to blame, that makes it even harder to solve the problem, right? You know, because you shouldn't be looking for who to blame. You should be taking responsibility and saying, like, okay, what's the solution? How do I get from the problem to the solution? I always say that, get out of the problem into the solution, you know? So think about that today. Don't blame others. If you feel you're unfairly blamed, then, you know, have faith that things will turn out okay.
Yeah, I was just checking in the chat, the comment section on the live. It's really quiet out there. I don't know if it's because it's Thursday or what, but usually Thursdays are pretty busy. So I'm kind of shocked. We do have a couple of callers. So if you're listening to us live out there, either on the YouTube live stream or Blog Talk Radio, this is when you want to call in, because if you call in now, we're definitely going to get call. So 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air with us. We're going to go to calls in just a sec here. 714-816-4628. Remember, if you're watching on YouTube, you can pop in the comments and request readings in there as well. And in fact, I was kind of worried, Mary, that the studio wasn't functioning right on YouTube. So I went onto YouTube itself and went directly to the channel and into the live to see if there was comments going on that weren't showing up in the studio system here, you know, but there aren't. So, wow. It's wide open, folks. And before we get to the segment on shuffling your tarot cards, let's take a couple of these calls that are coming in here on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? Looks like area code 646. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Carla, calling from New York. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
All right.
Hi. So my question is this. I'm contemplating a move, and I'm wondering what the cards show regarding that.
Okay, and do you have, like, a specific question about that? Like when's it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Where is it going to happen?
Exactly. Like, so is it a good idea? And if timing, like, is it going to happen? Or when will it happen? Well, I think when is probably, like, if it's a good thing and when.
Is it a good thing?
Yeah. So how quickly do you want this to happen? Because I'm getting 5 as my timing card, and it's one of the faster cards. I'm thinking, you know, in 5 weeks.
Wow. I don't think – I was thinking –
yeah.
Wow.
5 weeks
a little,
to 5 months.
Okay. Okay. Maybe 5 months. Then that sort of resonates.
I really
better
feel it's like
me.
Going in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
sorry.
Spring, you know, I'm really feeling it going into the new year. So
mm-hmm.
that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's looking really good. A lot of major arcana cards. I'm getting things like the Strength card, the Sun card. You can't get a better card. I mean, the Sun card popping up means this is a good move. Hierophant, again, you know, the numerology and the card of the day was talking about foundations, and the Hierophant deals with that as well. And so, you know, this is a huge shift in foundation, literally shifting the foundation.
It is.
moving to another place. Are you moving out of town, or are you different state, same state, same city, different city?
Contemplating a nearby state, yeah. So it is a huge.
Yeah, that's what I would.
It's a big lifestyle change, yeah, from the city to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm. And I got another 5 card too, so that's 2 5s. So yeah, it's definitely that 5 number. Got the 5 of Wands. So, you know, there might be some, you know, struggles doing this, but right after that, the tarot pops up the Strength card, which is number 8, which is abundance. That's a good card to get, you know, and it's, the Strength card is just talking about having, you know, the inner strength, the inner fortitude. These big moves are a lot. So it's reminding you of that. There might be some financial aspects to this because I'm getting the 6 of Coins. Now, 6 is success in numerology. And like I said, a lot of these cards are definitely success cards. You know, it's looking really good for this move. But in the 6 of Coins, especially the way Chiro did it in this deck with the scales, you know, balancing going on, there might be some balancing. You know, usually it's like the 2 of Coins comes up for this, but I'm getting the same feeling. You know what I mean, Mary? I'm getting like a 2 of Coins feeling, but it's the 6 of Coins, you know? And, you know, this card comes up often when there's like a, what's the word for it? I'm trying to think of. It's when, God, what is the word for that? Went right out of my head, Mary. Unexpected money coming in. A windfall, that's the word I'm looking for. It's a windfall kind of thing. But in this situation, I'm not feeling that. I'm feeling like, I'm feeling more, yeah. So there might be something with that connected to the move, but it also could be talking about the financial aspect of the move and that there's some balancing that needs to, you know, go on and being really careful. That's another aspect to the six of coins, being careful how you're dealing out the money kind of thing, you know, and
that's
be frugal.
It. Like that's, I
be
wouldn't want
with
if
the
it's,
move.
That's why I asked if it's good. Like I don't want to proceed if it's going to be financially difficult or not profitable. Obviously, I want the transaction to be profitable.
Right.
So
what I'm getting
is
that it will be. You know that you're going to have to be careful. You know, with the financial aspect of it. But overall, it's going to be great, especially getting the Sun card, you know. But let's see, Mary might have some additional insight. What are you getting, Mary?
Okay. Oh, well, it's interesting. I feel like it is a good idea, you know. I mean, just to cut to the chase in the outcome position, I got the Nine of Cups, the wish card. You know, emotional fulfillment, you know, happiness, joy, you know. That's the card we want. In the outcome position, which is where it comes up in, right? Overlooking everything and kind of, you know, the main theme of what I'm getting here is take your time with planning this. Don't rush. Manage your expectation. I got the Seven of Pentacles. And it's just saying like, okay, you know, really kind of get your ducks in order, especially your financial ducks, right? Beforehand, this is going to pay off for you. The other cards that come up are kind of interesting, though. Right now is the Ten of Wands, which can talk about burdens and hassles and how it just feels so hard to, like, get anything, you know, accomplished or finished, really. And then the Three of Swords is underneath it. So there can be some divisions or even heartbreak. So it feels like the move is good because, you know, it starts a new chapter for you, you know. That's going to be much more positive, maybe than how things have been lately. It's just a matter of taking your time with it.
Okay. Taking my time. All right.
And planning it out and making sure, you know, you've got your stuff together before you jump in. Because it's a good idea. It's going to be a good move. It's going to be a positive change for you, but, you know, it's not something you can rush into.
No, I definitely won't. To be honest, I'll be in my current apartment for almost a year, and I had high hopes when I moved here. I thought, like, it's perfect, and I downsized from my house in the suburbs coming to the city, and I'm finding, like, I don't have enough space. I feel a little confined. Although there are perks to being in both the suburbs or and the city, and I got to balance it out. That's another balance, like maybe that Dax picked up, perhaps. I don't know. Like figure out what's going to be best suited for me. But I feel like I need more space. As much as I love where I live, it's tough. It's tricky.
Well, thanks for the call, Carla.
Yeah, thank you both. I appreciate it. Take care.
Awesome. So that opens another line at 714-816-4628 if you want to call into the show. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air. And I got an interesting question in the chat, Mary. Let's see. It was Soulmate. Soulmate wants to know, this is, I've never had this question before. What does my ex-father-in-law think of me as a person?
I've had that question.
I have not had that, but we're going to pull some cards on that. Yeah.
Yeah, we always wonder about things like that. So what does your ex-father-in-law think of you?
Yeah, yeah.
Just as a person. Okay. And the first thing that I get is the Six of Cups comes up. So there's a... You know, a lot of times that's very sweet. There's a card of nostalgia, you know, it's a card of nostalgia. Sometimes we even kind of, you know, miss certain characteristics of someone, even though, you know, there are ex daughter-in-law, right, I guess in this case, or son-in-law. But, you know, the other things that come up here, we have, and this is always good, let me tell you just how this comes up. We have the King of Pentacles in the past position. I feel like that's representing the father-in-law, the ex-father-in-law. Then a Page of Wands comes up here. And we have the Four of Pentacles as well with the Six of Cups, the Temperance card. Look, you know, people aren't like just one thing, right? We don't have just one thought about them. These are all pretty positive, okay? He may think of you still as being sort of, you know, the younger person, you know, not necessarily a child, although the Six of Cups can be connected to children and childhood. The Page of Wands, that can be youthful, curious, excitable, okay? So that might be some of the characteristics he considers when he thinks of you as a person. The Temperance card comes up too underneath everything else, saying that like maybe you need to be more patient because it's being pushed down by this excitement of the fire energy. And then we have the Four of Pentacles. So maybe things are a little bit stubborn sometimes, you know, but overall, none of this is negative, you know, and a lot of times, you know, our way we look at people often is, you know, colored by our experience with them, you know, or what we want them to do or to be like, you know, so, but I'm not picking up anything negative. Let's see what Dax is getting.
Sure. And I think we've all experienced this if we've had exes and past relationships, you know, a lot of times I miss their parents or their siblings or something like that more than I miss the person, you know, or the relationship. And I think that a lot of, you know, in-laws or past in-laws or relatives of your exes and so forth, they kind of feel the same way often. Now, let me ask you, did you say you got the, was it the Six of Cups?
Mm-hmm.
Look what I got. The Six of Cups.
Wow. Synchronicity.
Synchronicities. Oh my gosh. And then the other card I got was the Three of Swords. So let me tell you what I think is going on here. I really do think he thinks of her or him. Was it him or her? I forget. Who asked it? Soulmate. We don't know the gender. Okay, so the ex-father-in-law, though, I think that you're right, Mary. I think this guy has a nostalgic feel for, you know, the way it was before the breakup kind of thing. And I think that's why the Three of Swords is coming up. I think the Three of Swords is indicating his heartbreak, his feeling of loss. Like, you know, he misses the way it was before. He misses you, regardless of the relationship and what happened with that, you know. So I'm thinking positive here. I'm not, you know, getting anything that seems negative to me, you know, as far as what he thinks of you, you know. Of course, nothing about the rest of the scenario, but, you know, just what's coming up in the cards. So I hope that helps you out there. What else is going on here? Let's see. We do have another caller, too. So for those of you that are in, we actually have a bunch of people now coming into comments, Mary, on YouTube. So bear with us. We will try to get to you. We'll try to get to everybody, but it's only an hour show. And we do give priority to the callers, of course. Remember, you can give us a ring, even if you're watching us on YouTube, you're in the comments there. If you want to call in for, like they say, Mary, for faster service, dial in at 714-816-4628. Let's take another call real quick here. Area code 347 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tamika, and I'm calling from Florida currently.
Tonika in Florida. Oh my gosh.
Hi, Tonika.
Did you survive the hurricane?
Hi. Yes, I was okay.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a new resident here. Still not sure if here is where I'm going to stay, but I have a love question for you guys. So I just wanted to know what you see between two gentlemen sort of that I know. Both of them were men that I was involved with, and they're not totally out of the picture. I don't know what their intentions are, if you see a future with any of them. They're both born, they both have the same birth date, different years, and I can give you all the info if you want. I just wanted to know what you see with them, if you
don't
see
need
a
that.
Future with either one of them.
No, just
how about just an initial to differentiate between
yeah, we need
these
something.
Guys.
Yeah,
sure.
We don't need the birthdays. We just need a way to identify.
Okay. One person's initial starts with the letter F, and the other person's initial starts with the letter A.
Did
so
you say
F-N-A.
F or S, like Frank?
Yeah,
okay.
F, like Frank. And the other one
F.
starts with an A. A like apple.
Mm. Wow. This is just bizarre. Oh, that's interesting. Coming up is the king here. You know, I got fairly positive cards for both of these. That's what's really strange about it, Mary. so I got the Wheel of Fortune card, a major arcana card for F. And, oh, I'm sorry, what was the second one again? F is in Frank, and then the other
A is in apple.
A is in apple. Yeah, and I got the Magician for A. You know, I feel like whatever's going to happen with A, you're in control. The Magician card shows up when you're in control. Then I pulled some qualifier cards, and I got the number five cards for both. Neither one looks super fantastic in that area. So for A, I got the five of wands. So we're talking struggles there with F. I got the Wheel of Fortune, but then I got the five of coins. I feel like there's going to be financial struggles with him, and with A, it's going to be more just struggles in general, more arguing, not seeing eye to eye on things, stuff like that. And then I because I got two negative cards, I'm like, okay, I got these two great positive cards that says, hey, either one is pretty decent. With A, you're in control, and with F, you're not as much in control because it's the Wheel of Fortune. So it's cycles and it's the wheel turning. But for both cards, for both of those guys, with those two cards, I got pulled the qualifier cards, and I got five, both negative things. So I pulled again. And for A, I got the five of cups. So I feel that ultimately, Tanika, with A, there's going to be more issue. We're talking the five of cups, the five of wands. Now with the F, when I pulled the extra card to say, okay, what's going on with this five? I get the king of cups, and that made me feel a little better. I felt my gut instinct on that, he's more emotionally stable ultimately. So I don't know if that helped you out, but very interesting pull on that. And Mary, what were you getting for A and F?
Okay. For F, Page of Swords, Seven of Swords, and the Temperance card. Forget him. He's not going to be honest with you.
Nah.
You're going to compromise, and, it's not going to be worth it. For A, another seven, the Seven of Cups and the Two of Swords and the High Priestess, you may already know that's not going to go anywhere either. If he can't, figure it out, If you're getting the Seven of Cups and this is indecision, procrastination, I mean, forget it. This guy's been around long enough to, like, make it happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if he hasn't made it happen yet, I wouldn't count on him to do it. I say, like, clean out both of these guys and get somebody good.
This is very interesting, Mary. Can I throw in a zinger?
Sure.
Okay, so you said Seven of Swords, right?
Mm-hmm.
So before I pulled the cards for each individual, the Seven of Swords fell out first.
Wow.
And I wasn't quite sure what to do with that, but now it kind of makes sense. The more I think about it, it was talking about, because it wasn't for one or the other, but actually it's the whole thing. It's both. It's almost like, okay, there's just shady stuff going to be going on, regardless of, you know, start fresh, Tanika.
Please.
Who would that
especially, if you, especially if you're not staying in Florida anyway, if you're moving somewhere else, you know, start fresh.
Get a good
for
guy.
Now.
Drop the zero and get with the hero. Yeah.
For now, I'm looking.
Awesome.
They're from my past, and they still contact me, but, like,
right.
I don't know if they're going to step up or, you know, or not. I'm looking for real love and, like, a real partner, and I just relocated here. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're going
to
get that.
I don't have
that.
Means to leave here yet, but I am looking for love. I mean, I don't
right.
think I see
yeah.
that coming up for me with anyone.
Well, don't rush. See, that's the feeling I'm getting is, like, you're rushing or you have to make some kind of decision or you have to go with one or the other of these two people. You don't. You know, I mean, yeah, it may take a little while for you to make this move if you end up moving out of Florida. And I think you're going to be ultimately totally better off and something you'd be able to kindle something in the future. And I just would not stress over this right now and try to make something, force something to happen. You know, you want, like you said, you want the real, true love.
Real thing.
Yeah.
Right.
All
I
right.
Don't.
Well, thanks
yeah,
for the call, Tanika.
Them.
We
I
gotta
just want something real.
Exactly.
Right. And you deserve something real, and those two ain't
yeah.
it, honey. You deserve better.
Yep.
You're gonna find it.
I concur. You call back
thanks
anytime, Tanika. Thanks for the call there. So before we go and check in, I love people in the chat. They're like, when is it my turn? Is it my reading now? It's like, folks, there's a bunch of people before you, even in the chat here that I'm looking at. So calm down. Bide your time. We will get back to that in just a minute here. Hey, I wanted to mention, if you're getting something out of the show, if you're enjoying what is going on, you're liking the topics, you're learning something on these shows, maybe called in or asked for a reading in the comments and got a great reading. And hey, you can go over to our tip page and buy us a cup of coffee. Go over to coffee.tarottoday.live and get us a cup of coffee. coffee.tarottoday.live. And if you're loving these kind of tag team readings where it's the two of us, we actually do tag team readings, Mary.
Yes, we do. We do them. And they are, is that flash sale still going on?
I'm popping it up right now. We have the flash sale going on.
Awesome.
Yes. Normally $197. It's only $111 right now. And you get both Mary and I on a private session, and we're going to talk tarot, oracle cards, numerology, chakra reading. We're going to bring in all of our guns on this, Mary, and it can be a lot of fun and very informative as well. So we did this flash sale starting on Saturday and decided to extend it through the week. So we're running this all week. Gonna end it on the weekend, so we got the Saturday show coming up, and it's gonna end on the weekend. So, what you do for those that are not watching the video, you're listening maybe to the Blog Talk Radio live, or you're listening to the replay. just go to flash.tarottoday.live. Open a new tab in your browser, type in flash.tarottoday.live, and that'll take you over where you can book a session at this fantastic flash sale price. There you go. Awesome sauce. So before we take any more questions or calls, and by the way, if you're listening out there live, this is the time to call in while we're doing our little segment on shuffling. It's going to be brief. Great time for you to call in and get into the caller queue, 714-816-4628. Breaking news. Okay. Barry, we need sound effects for this. We're going to do our segment on shuffling. And as we said, last time we did one on – oh, my cards got all messed up here. Hold on a second. We did one on choosing a card, you know, pulling a card, and we were like, we need to do shuffling. And right out of the gate, I want to say a couple of things. One is that I've been doing this for 30 years, and I still don't shuffle good. So if you're out there and you're like, well, you know, I've never been great at shuffling cards, okay, don't worry about it. It's just randomizing the cards. And depending on how you choose, remember some of the techniques, like when I showed the deck and I said that I go up and down the deck as it's sitting on the table. I don't have a down view camera right now, but I just choose where to stop, pull off. There's the heart of the matter card. I put the other part of the deck on the top and I start pulling from the top. And that's how I choose a card. And so even if it's just relatively randomized, Mary, because you're cutting, you're going to get a randomization no matter what. Now, as far as shuffling, you know, you don't have to be a Vegas card shark shuffler, folks, you know, rifling the deck and, you know, doing the fancy fan stuff and everything. But if you want to, and you want to learn, you know, there's a lot of great videos on YouTube on how to do that if you want to do that. But we're going to talk about four or five different ways to easily shuffle. What do you want to say, Mary?
I want to demonstrate my amazing shuffling skills.
Ooh, she's been practicing all morning, too.
Right. This is the only deck. Here, let me find the box. This is the only deck that I can do this with. It's the prophetic tarot of the Bible. And it comes from Rina Shimento, Italian style arts. You can find them on Etsy and online and stuff. But
is it because of the size?
Yeah, it's the size of the cards. This is skinny compared to a regular size tarot deck. You can see how these aren't as wide. So that's a big help. And I have small hands. A lot of people with small hands, we always complain about cards shuffling.
Yeah,
this
came
up
on the last show we were talking about.
Yeah, I have little hands.
Why are they so big? And I'm actually glad they're big, though, because I like the visual aspect of tarot.
I do, too, but I don't like it for shuffling. But anyways, this is the only deck, and I'm going to do it in the air that I can actually do the bridge shuffle with.
The bridge shuffle, you know, and I can't do that. I have tried with all different size decks and everything. I just cannot get
it. It's the only deck I can do it with. And it's because it's the perfect size.
As far as rifling goes, I just cut the deck in half and rifle them together, which I'm dropping my cards. Look at that. And this is the thing is, you know, do you use reversals or not? And the reason I bring that up is because if you don't use reversals, like I don't use reversals, I want to keep the cards all upright. So when I take the deck, I cut it in half like this, and I am putting them end to end so they're the same size up and down. You know, I mean, the same direction up and down. So when I rifle them together, they're going to stay upright. Now, when I'm rifling them together, I'm not doing kind of like the bridge method that you did, that the flat end to flat end. I'm doing corner to corner. And I find that it saves on wear and tear on the deck and the bending of the cards and everything. You don't have to quite bend it as much to get the that. Now, what's nice about the bridge shuffle that you just did is when you go back the other direction, you're kind of like bending it to rifle and then going back the other way. And so that kind of evens it out, you know. But I just go corner to corner like this. Typically, I will shuffle ahead of time. Now, this is something – oh, Mary, you and I were talking about this earlier.
Mm.
And I said how you can do a lot of your shuffling before your meeting with the client. Of course, if you're doing a reading for yourself, it doesn't matter. But I'm talking about doing readings for people because that's primarily what I do. Now – the question always comes up, do you let the client shuffle your deck? Now, Mary's shaking her head no. For those out
Never.
In radio land, yes, yes. You can't see us do air quotes or shake our head if you're listening, but you can on the YouTube channel. So this comes up a lot, and there's a lot of readers that are, you know, diehard about this that you – got to let the client get their energy into the card so they have to shuffle and all. No, no. In fact, there's very practical reasons why not to have the client shuffle your deck. First of all, just like we're talking right now, and I brought up before, not all of us are card sharks and, you know, Vegas shufflers here, folks, you know, and I'm not. I've been doing this for 30 years and I can't do it, you know. So you don't want people handling your cards. You know, I will cut the deck. Like most of the time I'm doing readings virtually anyway, you know, we're on a Zoom meeting, but if I'm in person with them, you know, I might let them cut the deck and then choose a pile, you know, that's fine, you know, but, first of all, have they washed their hands? Have you washed your hands? That's one question I always have about, you know, the people that are like, oh, yeah, I have to have them shuffle my – do you really want them getting all their oils on your deck? And I'd be making them run to the bathroom and wash their hands before they touch my cards. Yeah, I don't let them touch the cards. I do all the shuffling. In fact, I do it ahead of time. And I typically – because I'm a numerologist, I do nine. So I do nine rifles, nine cuts. And nine overhands. So that's another way to shuffle is the sideways overhand, just, you know, pulling up some cards and dropping them down, you know. Now, as it came up on our previous show, if the deck is super huge and you have really tiny hands, instead of sideways, you can do it up and down vertically like that. And you can pull the cards and drop them down just like you do with the sideways, the more common one. And then cutting the deck into multiple piles and then just choosing a pile and pulling them all back together, that randomizes the deck too as well. So there's a lot of great ways, you know, and then the ultimate, I think the best way to shuffle, and I really don't do it, to be honest with you, because I'm usually using, like, I'm on a tiny desk here, and I just don't have the room for it, you know. But if I was at a nice table in a coffee house or my kitchen table or something like that, and you're doing a reading for somebody, first of all, you're going to put the spread cloth down. And for those in Radio Land, I'm showing one of my spread cloths. Yep. And this is to keep the cards clean, like we were just talking about. And what you're going to do is you're just going to put the deck down on the spread cloth and whoosh, you're just going to push the cards out all over the spread cloth, mix them all up, and then pull them back together, forming it back into your deck. Now, you're going to get some reversals on that. So what do you do if you don't do reversals? You pull a card, it's upside down. just flip it around, folks. It's not, you know, rocket science here. You know, don't worry about getting reversals. You will get reversals with the chaos method, but it does randomize the deck really easily. The other great thing about it is it's perfect for these larger tarot decks, these really big decks, where you can just push the cards all around and bring them together. And then maybe you do some cutting or something like that. And then you don't have to worry about, well, I can't even hold the deck to do a sideways shuffle. I can't hold the deck to rifle it. Use the chaos method, or at least that's what I call it. I call it the chaos method. Anything else you want to throw in, Mary, on this topic?
Sure. You know, I shuffle all of my decks. That's another topic that we should talk about sometime is what do you do when you get a brand new tarot deck? You know, how do you make it your own? But the thing that's interesting, because there are 78 cards in the deck, they split evenly into piles of six piles, right? So what I do is when I first get a deck, you know, I might, you know, do the thing everybody talks about, knocking on it to knock off the energy of manufacturing and printing. That is the thing. But what I'll do is I'll take the deck and then I will just, you know, shuffle it a little bit. I'll cut it a few times and shuffle it, and I'll divide it into six different piles. You know, I'll lay out six cards and then shuffle the remaining cards in my hand and lay out another six. So I have six piles, and then I take those two piles that are across from each other, like three piles at the top, three piles at the bottom, and I smush those together, shuffle those together, and then take half of those and shuffle half with the, you know, it's going to be a real simple explanation. But it sounds more complicated than it is. But it's just something about the deck dividing equally into six piles. It's like I started doing that like from the very beginning. So all of my decks are already pre-shuffled, right, to begin with.
Yeah.
And then I just shuffle the way I shuffle. And I think any way that you shuffle is fine. The whole point is it's got to be comfortable. It's got to be something you don't think about anymore. You know, when you go to do a reading for someone, you know, you have your deck, you do it how you do it. Like for me, I riffle shuffle, you know, like that usually. And I'll do that three times or maybe more. It just really depends. I go by the energy, you know, and everything is based on the question being asked. So that's my approach.
Awesome. Yes. And so if you have any other questions about this, you can either ask us right now in the comments, call in and ask, or hey, just, you know, shoot us a message on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, or on Facebook or somewhere, and say, hey, I got a question about it. And then we'll answer it on the show.
Yep.
Awesome. So going back to the chat real quick, Mary, Soimia, I know, God, these names, I'm butchering everybody's name, I'm sorry, Soumya, something about, asking about, can you tell me when I will meet my twin flame, approximate year? I don't do, with tarot, I do my timing. I'm not going any farther out than 6 months. And I've explained this on the radio show before about the diverging timelines and all. We won't get into that. But I'm mainly looking in the close-up time frame and working with that. It makes no sense also to make a prediction on, like, I don't know, 2024, 2025, you know, because – that can change in 3 months or 3 weeks or 3 days from now when you make other decisions that take you into different directions. And that's a part of that timeline thing that I was talking about. Now, I did pull some cards, and I got a couple of major arcana cards. I got the World card. I got Judgment. I think it's sooner than later, Soina. Sooner than later. So I don't think this is years from now. I think it's a lot sooner than you think, you know? And when I'm just looking at the numbers, Mary, that's card 20 and 21. Those 2 years have already gone by. Yeah. So now anybody that you're involved with now, however, I swear to God, I shuffled. You saw me shuffling, Mary, and I cut the deck and I got that Seven of Swords yet again. There's stuff going on. I don't think anybody you're involved with right now, I'd be really careful. Be really careful. But I think it's going to happen sooner than later. But do you want to pull a card for her maybe?
I am using my Love Notes Oracle.
Oh,
deck.
Cool.
Love Notes for love questions. And really what comes up here is not really about timing. It's just about a clue, giving you a clue about how you recognize this person. And the message is love.
Oh, great idea.
Love revitalizes. You can look at that picture. If you see anything that reminds you of that picture, that's going to be helpful too. But this is going to be the way you'll recognize this person is that you're going to have that feeling of revitalization. You're going to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm getting this energy from this person and it's making me feel like alive again, So it's going to be a special thing, and best wishes to you. It's gonna happen. It's just things happen in divine timing when we're talking about divine things like soulmates and twin flames.
I got another clue for her too, because when you were pulling your card and talking about what you were actually asking there, I said, oh, that's a great idea. I'm gonna pull a card, and I got the Star card. And I think great card to get. I think the message there is maintaining the optimism, and also just in general as you're trying to attract the person in, and then also as far as recognizing, which is what you were asking, Mary, recognizing the person, you're going to feel that upswell. The Star card is saying you're going to feel the optimism, the hope, just raise up in you when you meet this particular person. You'll know it's the right person. That's what I'm getting. Let's see here. Figuring out what's going on. Oh, do I have up my list here? Hold on one sec, Mary. I'm going to pop up my list. Because I wanted to let everybody know real quickly, remember we have shows Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Coming up Saturday, the 8th, Mary, we're going to talk about yes-no spreads, how to do yes-no spreads. Now, my original, I didn't use the title ultimately when I created the postings and banner and everything for that, but originally I was going to ask, should you even do a yes-no spread? Or a yes-no reading, because I know there's controversy over that. So we're going to be talking about that on Saturday. Should you be doing yes-no questions at all? And if so, how to do them? What's some ways of doing yes-nos? And then on Monday, October 10th, we're going to tell you how to do a three-card reading. And then on Thursday the 13th, open lines and readings all show long. So that's definitely a show to tune in for. Thursday, October 13th, open lines, anything goes, and your reading requests all show long. And then lastly, I wanted to mention Saturday, October 15th, because we're talking runes, Viking runes here. Runes and tarot, and we're going to have a guest co-host. Pamela Steele is going to come on and guest co-host with us and have a discussion. We're going to chat about runes. That's some of the stuff coming up. We got a lot of great stuff coming up. And we've got a Facebook event set for all of these. We also have the upcoming live streams. We have them scheduled in on the channel. So you can go there. It has the neat little notify button. You can click all those notify buttons, and it'll notify you when we are live with the show or about to go live or something like that. Anyway, it's going to do it. Let's see if we can squeeze in another call before the end of the show here. And then there's I think there's a couple more questions in. Ooh, some interesting questions in the chat, Mary. Let's do this call first, though. Area code 856. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 856.
Hey guys, it's Rosemaria from New Jersey.
Hi.
Rosemaria?
Hi, how are you?
Is that
it? Yep, that's it.
Good.
I remember.
What do you want?
I remember you.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
I have a lot of things going on, so whatever. I'm not sure. Work-wise or twin flame, I'm working on everything, so whatever you guys can pick up, that's coming in.
It's a general whatever goes.
Right.
Oh, this is perfect. This is perfect.
Right.
Okay, so the message coming through, I love this. So I don't know if you were here for the beginning of the show, Rosemaria, but we were talking about it being the four energy, the entire date reduced to four. Of course, it's the six. So that's, harmony and balance, hearth and home, family and relationships. And the card of the day I got was the Tower card. Well, the Tower card is popping up for you, too. So the message of the day from the card of the day and the numerology of the day is the same message for you to look at your foundations. In, there may be a particular part of your life, finances, relationships, health, different areas of your life that it may apply to, but it could be any of the areas. So what we talked about in the beginning of the show in relation to this was, are there beliefs you're holding on to, relationships that no longer serve you, things along those lines? And I also got the Five of Swords. So with this, I feel that whatever's the most important aspect in your life right now, things that are going on, and you could win. You could triumph, but at what cost? That's what this card always asks is, and I feel it very strongly for you, So when that comes up, and I don't know what that is, you're going to have to look at the different areas of your life, but this is the message coming through is, first of all, to not go off with the emotion. In fact, I got for you the you're coming up as the Queen of Swords, and that's being very rational, focused on one thought, but especially being analytical on things. So, look at that. Is that the Ace of Swords too? Queen of Swords. I'm sorry. Queen of Swords?
Yeah.
So I got the Queen of Swords for you, and so I want you to be, as you look at this, You don't want to be too emotional about whatever this is, where this Five of Swords is coming up, where it could be a situation where, you're going to win the argument, but at what cost? Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? That kind of thing. And the Queen of Swords is saying, think it through. So that's the message I got for you. You, Mary?
Well, I got that same Queen of Swords. So, yeah, think it through. Boy, I feel like you need a break. You need a break from the kind of, I got the four of swords that comes up here. You need a break. Any confrontations you're dealing with or crises that have to deal with other people, but they're just like a strain on you, that's coming up as to why you need a break, and also to the final message is to focus on your own strength and not, anything you might perceive as a shortcoming, that it's time to it's like sometimes people can, in our lives, unfortunately, can kind of remind us of what we're not doing well, what we're not good at, what we don't have together yet. And I just feel like you need a break from all of that. I feel like you need a break from the negativity, and that can come in, in a lot of different ways, do some self-care, have a spa day, you know, get some time to yourself where you can just kind of let go of all of this stuff in your mind and coming at you from other people, and kind of just, you know, take care of you a bit, you know. That's just what I got.
Awesome. Cool. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Rose Maria.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Good to hear from you.
Same here.
Yeah.
Take care and let us know how it goes. Call back in later on.
So we are at the top of the hour, Mary.
We made it
through. We apologize, you know, if we couldn't get to all your questions. There was a lot of questions in the comments, but we're only an hour show. But we're on 3 days a week, Mary.
I know. We'll be back.
We'll be back on Saturday, Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. So get in early and get your questions in early. Remember, next Thursday, we're doing a whole show of readings.
Yeah.
That's
they need to subscribe so they can keep up with it, because we got so much going on. You know, make sure you just subscribe and you can see like all the shows listed and everything, and tune in for the free reading show if you're here looking for readings or any of our tarot topics. And we would love to hear your comments on that too. How do you shuffle? How do you choose cards? Some of the things we've already talked about, we'd still like to hear what your take is.
Yep. Oh, and let's just throw it out there ahead of time for everybody. Saturday, we're talking about those yes-no spreads, how to do yes-no, or should you even do yes-no? You know, what is your comments and ideas on that? Maybe you have a particular way you like to do yes-no readings, and you could share that. You know, we might not cover.
I do. It's called a pendulum.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to get more information than just a yes-no when I do a yes-no, and I'll explain that on Saturday, what I mean by that. Okay, so here we go. We are at the end of the show, and thanks, everybody, for being here.
Mary? Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Jack.
Good night, Mary Ellen.
Good night, John Boy.